Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kerry Stevenson. I've asked Max Choosley, who is the Managing Director of Copeo Minerals. The ASX code is CPO. And the reason I've asked him back is because they've had some really nice results come back. For those of you that don't know, they're operating really on the coastal area in Chile. And it's a really, you know, it is a little bit about location for some of these projects, ladies and gentlemen. And the project that we're going to talk about today is only about 300 to give you a visual, it's about 300 kilometers north of Santiago. So a really nice area, lots of infrastructure around. So I've asked Max to come back and tell us what's the update. Max, thanks so much for joining me on Small Caps today. Good to see you again.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, Kerry. It's been a couple of months since we last spoke. We spoke about Lana Karina last time, and since then the drill rig has arrived on site where we're drilling a 9-hole program there. We're 4 holes into that program. And obviously today we announced a pretty substantial intersection over 257 metres at 0.95% copper. So that's the best intersection obviously to date at Lana Karina. It's obviously exceeded our expectations, particularly for the grade of the intercept.
Max, for those that listen, because not everybody is a geologist out there, a lot of my community, they're investors and they're looking, they're like, well, what does that mean? Now, 257 metres, that's the width, 0.95% is the grade, but explain, because you've got a lot of background in mining, explain why that grade is important and why it's a good grade and what the width, the importance of the width.
Yeah, look, it's a good question, Kerry, and from my experience, this is the best intercept that I've been associated with. You know, the sheer width of this intercept, the grade, you know, it's almost 1% copper over that wide zone. The mineralization is consistent. That's the thing from my point of view. It's consistently mineralized over that entire width. We're not seeing any non-mineralized sections within that, so it's a pretty impressive intersection, and that's what we thought when we looked at the visuals that we announced to the market a couple of weeks ago. So it's certainly given us confidence that what we're visually seeing in the core is actually what we're getting back in the assay results. And I think the other thing that people need to understand is that a lot of these big copper systems are usually low grade. So Lana Karina is a little bit different to some of these other sort of, you know, porphyry style ore bodies in the fact that it's almost double the grade.
So in comparison, that 0.95% is a much higher grade than some of the other projects that are around and that are actually in production right now. Is that correct?
Yes, no, absolutely right. I mean, in Chile, they're mining open cut mineralization, you know, sort of that averages, you know, 0.4-0.5% copper. So okay, having, you know, sort of 0.95, that certainly gives us the opportunity to, pull out some, you know, if we ever do get into a mine situation, we certainly will have an elevated head grade, and also gives us the opportunity to look at, possible underground mining scenarios later on down the track.
How deep are you going drilling? Is this, and I know it's very early days, but that's a very wide width, so I'm assuming this is potentially an open pit operation. But I want to know, how deep is it? How deep are you drilling? Is it at surface? What's it? Give us a visual of it.
Yeah, this project is it's geologically a little bit different. As I mentioned, it's near surface and it actually outcrops. So we have some outcropping, what us geologists call breccia pipes, which are sort of an explosive event that sits on top of the porphyry system. So the mineralization at Lana Karina does outcrop. those sorts of grades, if not higher, in those surface breccia pipes. And then below that, we've got a sort of porphyry copper deposit, and as I mentioned, it's a substantially higher grade than sort of most of the porphyry copper deposits around the world, and also in Chile. So to answer your question, it's about 500 meters, 600 meters deep. So it goes from surface to a depth of 600 meters. The alteration and mineralization on the surface is about 400 meters wide by a kilometer long. So obviously outside of the area that we're focusing on, there's certainly a lot of upside to sort of increase the size of this project.
But Colpeo Minerals, for the moment, you're focusing on far out, I've forgotten the name of it already, Carina.
Yeah, look, Lana Carina is the focus at the moment. Obviously, that's where we're drilling. We've got lots of holes to drill going forward. You know, it's an advanced project. So we're pretty keen to continue the drilling program. Obviously, a lot more results to come to the market.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you just said it's an advanced project. Again, for my community out there, what do you mean by that?
It's not moose pasture. This is something that's you know, had some drill holes put into it. You know, that's what attracted us to the project. The historic results suggested that it had substantial size and grade. So our drilling program is not sort of, you know, throwing darts on a dartboard. We have a focus on you know, on this known mineralization. So, you know, I think that's also pretty exciting for us, that, you know, we've got something there that we can you know, stick our teeth into and really get amongst it.
Max, are you excited?
I am excited. I know I am. I am very excited. I think this is.
I sometimes say to my community guys, I say to them, "Are you excited? You don't look very excited, but are you excited, Max?
No, definitely.
I guess I'm asking the question because you've had a lot of experience in the exploration. You're a geologist by background. This is a very large width. Has it surprised you to the upside? And you've got more to come.
No, definitely. Look, you know, we thought when we announced the visuals that you know, we were expecting sort of 0.8% copper. The results have come back at 0.95. So certainly, you know, that's given us a lot of confidence in Lana Carina for you know, the next sort of series of holes that we will be drilling. Obviously, in today's announcement, we mentioned that hole 3 had also hit about 250 meters of visual mineralization. So I'm pretty confident that we're going to see you know, similar grades out of that drill hole as well.
Max, what's going to happen over the next few months? Just continue the drilling where you are?
Yeah, look, we've got 7 more holes obviously to announce in the program. We're drilling the fourth hole now, so we're still waiting on results for the third hole. So there'll be, you know, there'll be consistent news flow coming out of the assay results from that 9-hole program. We have just completed a geophysical survey over the whole project. That was a ground magnetic survey. So, you know, we're hoping that survey also identifies some additional breccia pipes and intrusive bodies that you know, have the ability to host mineralization. The interesting thing with the mineralization at Lana Carina, it is magnetite destructive. So when you do a ground well, it's getting a little bit technical, but basically you know, the host rocks are magnetic. So when you complete the magnetic survey, you're basically looking for areas that have been, you know, demagnetized, if you like. So they would present on the survey as magnetic lows. So we're expecting the ground magnetic survey to really, really allow us to see, you know, to sort of map that alteration footprint, if you like, and obviously should reveal some additional targets, you know, close to Lana Carina.
Well, Max, we're running out of time because I just wanted to do a very quick update with you for our community out there. Last time we spoke about three reasons. Just want to find out, I guess, to sum up, what, how would you sum up where you're at right now in 3 points?
Yeah, look, with a, you know, specifically focusing on Lana Carina, we're exploring in an area of high-grade copper. This is a known geological region of Chile. It's very, very prospective for high-grade copper deposit, and it's also close to low-cost infrastructure. So as you mentioned before, I think location is extremely important if you're going to move these projects into something that in the end produces copper. The second reason that I think this project is pretty exciting is that we're only a couple of holes into the drilling program. All of the holes to date have hit mineralization. I'm expecting the next seven holes to hit similar intercepts. So I'm expecting some good grades, and then we have the ability to sort of keep the market informed of those results. So I think that's pretty exciting. And really the third reason is as I mentioned, we've got the exploration upside. I think we've got the ability to extend the footprint of mineralization, and particularly excited about getting the results of this recent ground magnetic survey. I think that's really going to show people the potential in the Lana Carina area.
Well, Max, you're certainly in the right commodity. Everybody knows that the supply demand gap is widening. Copper is in high demand. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Tuesley, Managing Director of Colpeo Minerals. Watch this space. Plenty of news flow to come out of Lana Carina, which is over there in Chile in a fantastic location. Go check them out. ASX code is CPO. Thanks so much, Max. Great to see you.
Thank you, Gary.